The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, you've got to love the ingenuity of New York City in dealing with the homeless problem. Oh, my goodness. Wait, hey. If you were planning on getting out of the car doing something, you got to hang around for just a few minutes. You have got to hear this story. You got to hear this. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour of LTD radio, where we listen, think, and discern from a biblical point of view, a biblical worldview. We do that every day, 5 days a week. And I am just absolutely thrilled to be your host. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Are you ready for this? America has a terrible homeless problem, and there's nothing funny about that. There is nothing funny about that. It's very serious. But I want you to notice something. I believe, without exception, if there is an exception, I'm not aware of it. Maybe somebody can, you know, educate me. And I'm being serious. I'm not being smart aleck. To my knowledge, every city in America that has the worst homeless problems, if you take like the top 10 homeless problem cities in America, they're all run by the liberal left. You think that's a coincidence? You think that just happened? Now, again, there may be an exception, and if so, please let me know, and I will issue a correction. But to my knowledge, all of the cities in America with the terrible homeless problems, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sacramento, Seattle, Portland, New York City, Miami, all of the cities that have incredibly serious homeless problems are run by far left wing Democrats. And New York City is one of those that has a terrible problem. Well, they have come up with a unique way to deal with it that nobody knew about until the what newspaper broke this story? Washington Examiner, is it? I don't know. I'll see it here somewhere. A Washington newspaper uncovered this. I don't think it was a New York newspaper. I don't know. Anyway, here's what New York City has been doing to deal with their homeless problem. They pick the homeless people up off the streets. They load their pockets with cash, put them on a plane, pay for their ticket, send them off to another city, and give them 1 year's worth of rent in another city. So in other words, they are exporting their homeless to other cities. So far, they have sent homeless families to 373 cities across the country with a full year of rent in their pockets. This is part of Mayor Bill de Blasio's special one-time assistance program, or called CETA. Special one-time assistance program. Now, the reason why it's one time, they ship them to another city and they say, don't come back. And guess what? The other cities have not been told. In other words, the mayor's office in New York City has not been on the phone and saying, hey, we're shipping 14 families to your city. We just, they're homeless. You know, some of them, you know, are just generally homeless. Some of them are drug addicts. And yeah, but no. They're even sending homeless people to Hawaii. Can you imagine? Oh, my goodness. If you think I'm making it up, let me read part of this. Oh, this, I'm sorry. This is the New York Post. There it is right there. The New York Post uncovered this story. Quote, from the tropical shores of Honolulu and Puerto Rico to the badlands of Utah and backwaters of Louisiana, the Big Apple has sent local homeless families to 373 cities across the country with a full year of rent in their pockets as part of Mayor Bill de Blasio's special one-time assistance program. And, quote, usually the receiving city knows nothing about it. I read this story and I thought, this has got to be something out of The Onion. This has got to be a... No! Quote, city taxpayers have spent $89 million on rent alone to export 5,074 homeless families, which means 12,482 individuals. They've spent $89 million to put homeless individuals and families on buses and planes to ship them off to some other city without even telling the other city. Now, some are sent as close as Newark, New Jersey. Some are being sent to the South Pacific. According to the Department of Homeless Services data obtained by the New York Post, families who once lived in city shelters decamped to 32 different states and Puerto Rico. The city also paid travel expenses through a separate taxpayer-funded program. Yeah, the $89 million does not include travel expenses. The city also paid travel expenses through a separate taxpayer-funded program called Project Reconnect. However, the city would not divulge how much it spent. So we don't know how much they spent on airfare. Again, quoting, a Friday flight to Honolulu for four people would cost $1,400. A bus ticket to Salt Lake City, Utah, for the same family would cost about $800. The city defends the stratospheric cost, saying it actually saves the city on shelter funding, which amounts to about $41,000 annually per family. New York City is spending $41,000 per family to house them. Now, folks, these are people that are not working. I know a lot of families that are working hard that don't make $41,000. Anyway, they defend this exorbitant funding because if they keep them in New York City, it'll cost them $41,000 a year per family. If they ship them to somebody else, it only costs them $17,563. Now, somebody else has to take care of that family after the first year. Somebody else has to deal with the problems of that family, but at least New York doesn't have to deal with them again. Quote, not only are officials in towns where the city's homeless land up in arms, but hundreds of the homeless families are returning to New York. And no good deed goes unpunished. Some of the families are even suing New York City over being abandoned in other cities in barely livable conditions. Are you still with me? It spent $89 million shipping homeless families off to other places, and that does not include travel expenses. That does not include plane fare, bus fare. Does not include that. They wouldn't release that. And some of these people that are being given a full year's worth of rent plus a plane ticket or a bus ticket are suing New York City because they didn't like the living conditions in the city where they were shipped to. Quote, about 56% of the families move out of state, costing the city an average of $15,600 in annual rent. Just, my goodness. Now, that, my friends, is socialism in action. Oh, my goodness. And the people of New York are dumb enough to elect these people.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I'm not going to spend a whole lot more time on this, but this story out of New York City is just jaw-dropping. And the more you read, the more bizarre it becomes. New York City has a serious homeless problem. So, in order to address their homeless problem, they are spending millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and more millions taking their homeless people off the streets of New York City, putting them on buses and airplanes, and shipping them off to over 300 different cities across America in over 30 different states. Now, the obvious question is, well, do the people in those states know that these people are coming? Are they being connected with social services in that state? And the answer is, nope. In most cases, no. And I won't go through all of the quotes, but in the New York Post story that I'm reading, they have quotes from a bunch of mayors of tiny little towns in Utah, Georgia, Louisiana, and they're all going, where do these people come from and what are we supposed to do with them? In fact, the president of Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, said in an interview with the New York Post, quote, so in other words, if someone is in a shelter, y'all will give them money to go somewhere else if they've been there for 90 days, and some of those people have been sent to us? He didn't know it. He went on to say, I ain't Mayor Bill de Blasio's shoes. I don't sit behind his desk and I never will, but it's certainly interesting. You have shocked me down here in beautiful southeast Louisiana. The mayor of Willacoochee, Georgia, was similarly stunned when interviewed by the New York Post and assured that families had been sent into Willacoochee, Georgia, by New York City. The mayor said, I'm not familiar with none of that. The mayor of Harrisville, Utah, quote, was so baffled to receive a call from the New York Post that she questioned if the reporter had the wrong number. Asked if the SOTA recipients, that's the program in New York City, SOTA, S-O-T-A, asked if SOTA recipients are connected to social services in the towns where they move. Are they just cutting them loose and saying, here you go? Or are they making sure they don't find themselves in the same situation a year later? The mayor said, they're not connected here. Oh, my goodness. And then some of the living conditions. Sade Collington is one of the, and her husband are one of the families suing New York. Quote, I guess it's Sadie. Sadie Collington, her husband and two children moved back into the Bronx shelter after relocating to an East Orange, New Jersey apartment that had no water, no heat, no electricity. Quote, it was completely unlivable. We could not stay there any longer. We went to a shelter for another 6 months. The family has filed a notice of claim against the city indicating she plans to sue over the ordeal. New York City's Department of Investigation has opened a probe and found several vulnerabilities in the program. You think? Several vulnerabilities in the program, including an inability to hold participants, landlords, and real estate brokers accountable. The state Senate has also started an investigation. Okay, I think that's enough. Just, oh my goodness. That is a absolutely unique way to deal with your homeless problem. Just ship them to another city and dump them. Oh my goodness. And without telling the city that you're doing it. It's just, oh my goodness. And then there's this, I want to deal with this delicately. There's a rapper by the name of Rapper YG. Never heard of him. I'm not in the rap thing, but evidently he's pretty popular. He had a concert on Saturday night, this past Saturday. It's on YouTube, of course. This rapper is famous for one of his songs that uses an expletive concerning Donald Trump. It's the F word. And it's repeated over and over and over again in his rap. Well, he looks out in the audience and he sees a young man that's not singing along. So he calls this young man up on the stage. Well, the kid is really excited. He likes this rapper. He's there for the concert. He comes up, shakes the hand of the rapper. Yeah, you know, and he turns to the crowd. And then the rapper says, I see you're not singing F Trump. And the guy says, no. The kid says, no. And the rapper begins harassing him on stage. Right now, I want you to turn to the audience, and I want you to say, I want you to shout, blank Trump. And the kid says, no. No. And then the rapper says, I want your parents, I want your brothers, I want everybody to hear you say it. Say it. And the kid goes, shakes his head. No. At that point, the rapper shoves him off the stage, get your blankety blank out of here, and then tells security, throw him out and don't let him in because I will not allow any Trump lovers in this building. I'm telling you, folks, the anger, the vitriol toward this president is unparalleled. You heard it demonstrated in a phone call just a little bit ago, right here on this program. My goodness. It's sad. It's distressing. All right. We'll be back.